Hey, today is the third Sunday that we've had Shia here. So we can label the packet S3. And the Indian that I'd like to talk about today is Issur Achila Lefnei Tfilas HaShachar. It was, we've discussed in the past eating before doing mitzvahs, right? We had a whole packet on that right before the Yom Tovim. I'd like to talk about today is specifically eating before Shachris. As prior, we talked about eating, you know, before doing a mitzvah, which is only an isser of a suda, of a, some type of kvias, right? More than a kibbutz. But, excuse me. But eating before Tfilas Shachris is much more chomer. Eating in the morning before davening. And we should discuss the inyan. But sometimes people need to eat before davening. Okay. So the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Tanya. Minayin lechol ben habehema kodim shetetzei nafsha shubalo sase. You're not allowed to eat from a behema kodim shetetzei nafsha until it's completely dead. Right? And if you do so, you eat it from a behema before it's completely dead. You violate lo sochlu adam. That you're eating before it's completely dead, before the dam is gone. So that's learned out from the pasuk lo sochlu adam. So v'acher lo sochlu adam lo sochlu bosar v'adayin dam b'nizra. Or another thing that's learned out from lo sochlu adam is that you shouldn't eat a korban until the blood is put on the mizbeach. You have to shecht the korban, and then you put the blood on the mizbeach, then you could eat from the basar. But you can't, while the dam is still around, it's still in the mizrach, it's still in the pan, it's not on the mizbeach, you can't eat the dam. Rabbi Dosa Omri Minayin Shei Mavrim Al Huruge Bezdin. We don't make a Sudas Havra, which we normally would make when someone dies. We don't make it if the person who's dead was killed by Bezdin because he violated something in the Torah that requires Misa. How do you know? Lo sochlu al hadam. That don't have a Sudas Havra on a someone who was killed, his dam was taken by Bezdin. Rabbi Kiva Omer Minayin the Sanhedrin Shehargu HaSanefesh. How do you know if the Sanhedrin killed somebody? She'ein Toamim Klum Kol Oso Hayom. That they're not allowed to eat the whole day that they killed somebody because someone was Chayv Misa. But still, they shouldn't eat that day. Talmud Lomer Lo Sochul Adam. Don't eat if you took someone's dam. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Asara Leben Soro Mora Minayin. How do you know that Ben Soro Mora has an Asara? But we know that Ben Soro Mora steals some money, buys some meat, you know. So what's the Asara? That we kill him even because he stole and we're afraid that ultimately he's going to kill someone to get money for his meat, when he can't get it on his own, so we kill him before he kills somebody, so at least, because we know he's going to kill somebody. So we might as well kill him while we're ahead. Kill him before he gets to kill. So how do you know that? Talmud Lomar Lo Sochlu Al Adam. In other words, he can't eat meat which will bring him ultimately to Shvichas Dam. Because if ultimately he can't find the money to buy this meat, he'll rob and he'll kill to get the money. That you don't get malchus for any of these, because lo sochlu adam is a lav shebechlolos. What does a lav shebechlolos mean? It's a lav that includes many different isurim. So since it includes many different isurim, you don't get malchus. That's the klal of lo sochlu al adam, that it's a lav shebechlolos, a lav which includes many isurim, that you don't get malchus. Rav Shachter pointed out that according to certain Rishonim, you do get malchus for the pshuto shel mikra. You just don't get any malchus for the added. So what's the pshuto shel mikra here? What? The Eiver Menachai one. So that maybe you'll get malchus for, but all these other things are drushes, but they're not the pshuto shel mikra. They could also, they're all daraisis. They're not asmachtas, right? They're all daraisis, but you only get malchus for the prime lav. That's what I'm trying to point it out. But the anything that's nichlal, it's secondary. You don't get malchus for. Yes. Which one? You mean by Corbin?
Yeah,
it seems
pretty.
That seems also true to Shemekah. Okay. Yeah, the whole Ugly Buzz is a whole different thing, and the Ben Saramar is a whole different thing. Right? Okay, maybe you're right. So it comes to the Gemara in Brachas on page 2. And Yonah Medres. And says something new that we have not yet seen in the discussion here. Damer of Yosef, Rav Chanina, Bishim, Rav Yaakov, Maidichsiv lo sochlu adam, lo sochlu kodim shetispalu al dimchem. A new thing. Don't eat before you daven about your blood. Meaning when we daven Baruch Hu should keep us alive, he should help us, right? So lo sochlu adam means don't eat before you daven about your blood. Lo sochlu adam means don't eat before davening. Now, this Gemara is taken to mean don't eat before Shacharis. Now, how do you know that means before Shacharis? Because Shacharis is the beginning, the first tefillah of the day. Even though the Jewish day starts at night, so you would think Maariv is the first tefillah of the day, but I think they point out, I think Rav Shlomo Berman has in his sefer, and others point out that since the tefillah is connected Karbanos, and like Rabbanos, the day starts in the morning, right? So therefore, by tefillah also, the beginning of the day is considered the morning, and therefore, so the first tefillah is Shacharis, so it means that don't eat before you daven Shacharis. In other words, eating before Mincha is not a violation. The other issues of eating before Mincha. Eating before Mincha is not a violation. That eating before Shacharis is a violation of Lo Sochlu Adam. And we'll have to see, is this din a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? It wasn't listed there in Sanhedrin with the five different things that were listed. But it's definitely either a d'oraisa or a nasmachta, which is even more chomer than maybe a regular d'rabbanan. So therefore, And the mashmos of this Gemara is that everything is asr, right? Now, in other words, we talked about you're allowed to take a snack before mincha. You're allowed to take a snack before ma'ariv. You can't just have a regular meal is asa. But a te'ima is mutter. Here, even te'ima is asa. Even if you want to like take before shacharis, you want to have I don't know, a yodel or something, or perhaps some jelly beans of sorts. So you can't do it. Well, yeah, so Mordechai? Okay, interesting. With Tzvil's Marv is Rishus, even if he's so then the pasuk can't be referring to. Okay. Yeah, but even if Tzvil is connected to Arvos, it's still connected to Karbonos. Everyone agrees. Right, the end of the sugya says Tzvil is Arvos Tiklos Mechinu Rabbanon Karbonos. So. Yeah. Now let's continue in the Gemara here in Brachos. If you eat and drink, v'achakach mispalel, and then you daven. Alav hakosuv omer v'osi hashishlachta acharei gevecha. Al tikri gevecha ela geecha. Amar hakadosh baruch hu l'achar shenizgo ezeh kibel alav malchus shamayim.
Whereas this person is putting me after his gaiva. In other words, after he's first, he has to fill his stomach up. Now he's already mekabel ol malchus shamayim. He puts me afterwards. First he's nizgoya. He has his piece of cake, his drink, he feels a little shtickle full. Shtickle gaiva. Eats, fresses, abyssal fress. And now so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like that. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that's a derogatory thing. He should first speak to me. Then he could Okay. So, we have to understand what is Rav Yitzchok adding to the state, to this? Is Rav Yitzchok adding something that we didn't know before? What is, Rav Yitzchok coming to tell us? Okay. In other words, Rav Yosef Rav Chanina quoted a pasuk, Lo Socho L'Adam, right? What is Rav Yitzchak? Is Rav Yitzchak mere homiletics? Sermonics? Is Rav Yitzchak just mere sermonics? Or is he telling us something more? Is it mere sermonics? Is there any difference between the original statement of Lo Socho L'Adam and this statement of Rav Yitzchak? Are there differences? Or is it mere just he's saying like a Musar Bor? In other words, first he said the halacha, now I'm going to give a Musar Shmuz about it. And he's saying, it's gaiva to eat before davening. So therefore, but is he adding any halacha or something? Or is he just,
Yeah, Okay, let's see. Now, here in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam just quotes this idea. But Amru Minayin Shalita and Adam Klum Atis Palal. We Amru Al Kulam Ein Alokem Mishum to Have Lav Shabachol. You see, the Rambam here puts together the Gemara and Brachas with the other things, with the Gemara and Sanhedrin. When he's making the list, the Gemara and Sanhedrin had its list of what, 5 different things, and then the Gemara and Brachas was alone. The Rambam puts it all together and says that they're all Lav Shabacholos, and you don't get Malkus for Lav Shebechlolos. You don't get Lav Shebechlolos. So it comes to Milchas Chinuch on page 4. Sefer. Whereas this pasuk of Osochul Adam is in Kedoshim. Right? In Sefer, in the Vayikra, in Kedoshim. Take a look in the Sefer Achinuch. I didn't bracket it, but take a look in the first line. Ashara la'ochel mehemes kodesh ha'tzeitz le'napsha. Mechein la'ochel b'sar kodeshim kodeshim svikas adam. Moshe omer lo'tochel abosu v'day dam b'mizra. Mechein lom nu menet she'en l'var mehalo ge'e bezim. Mechein sahed ish'orgos nefesh ein tonim klum. Sh'olito yitom odom klum achi ispalo. Right? So the Chinuch also, like the Rambam, lists this idea, and shalo yitom, even te'ima, right? Even te'ima means even a little bite. So comes the Minchas Chinuch on the left side, which I bracketed, shalo yitom dom klum ad she'is palo, b'divei haravim chaber nira d'ze isu d'raisa. It's an isu d'raisa. V'nichlal b'lav hazeh. Mer Sanhedrin ain mevor davar zeh, rak bebrachas yod amid beis. Ain shem betalmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, shar achronim nir sharak derabbanu kras machta. So he says, according to certain Rishonim, it's only an asmachta, but he's saying it's mashma from the Chinuch. He lumps it together with all the other ones. All the other ones are daraisa, and then you can say the same thing with the Rambam and the same for mitzvahs that we just saw. The Rambam also lumps it all together. So it's much better their isa. Then as Lashita's robe is shown at Tfilah Drabbanim, Kainan can laugh. The Chalika Tfilah is Drabbanim. Obviously, if Tfilah is Drabbanim, then the Isra eating before Tfilah can't be their isa, because the whole Tfilah is Drabbanim. Achla Rambam, Perakal, Tfilah their isa, but the Rambam holds that Tfilah is their isa, and Shalom, and the Zagam came their isa. And that works in well, with the, like we saw the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The law smachta. Rachbaram l'sham lo hiskir shezem b'chlal lo sochul al adam nirin gamkim d'rabba. But there's another Rambam we'll have to see that maybe is mashma that it's only the Rabbanim. So it's a question whether and certainly on the last line am chinomer shu d'raisim mel kol tiim osram pitav chatzishir. Okay, in other words, certainly if it's a daraisa, then it's like a lav of eating. So then chatzi shir is also min haTorah, and then anything is also. Okay, but, okay. In the Chidush HaRoah, says that's a classic Rishon, and he wrote a famous Perush on Maseches Brachos to Ra'ah. Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina may dechsiv lo sochlu adam lo sochlu kodem shetispalu al dimchem Perush utfila vaday daraisa. Tfila is daraisa. So in other words, he's assuming the Ra'ah that this is not an asmachta, it's a real drasha. So how could it be? So it must be that tefillah is daraisa. So therefore, eating before davening is also daraisa. So the kaimel and varatim is Hashem elokeichem b'chol avavchem avodah shablev zot tefillah. Aval madbeya shalot. In other words, the particular words that we mention, you know, are not daraisa. In other words, the daraisa is to daven. And daven, like the Rambam says, is dushevach bakasha hodah. The specific words, obviously, is the Rabbanim. But to have those, to have it once a day, every day, to praise God and beseech Him and thank Him, once a day, every day, that concept is Daraisa. In other words, the fact that we do three times a day, we do it in a specific Nusach, that's Daraisa. That's the Rabbanim. But the concept of davening, that's Daraisa. But you don't get Malchus because it's a lav shebecholos. The Ikra midrash drashi achrisi because it's used for other drashes. The darshin minei hashara lebez nishargos and nefesh shelo yitamu kolos oyom hashara shelo locha basa kotchim achi yizrok hasadam vechmini tuva havele lav shebecholos kloma kolol dvarim rabim veilokin a lav shebecholos and you don't get Malchus on and lav shebechlalos, so you don't get Malchus on this either. But the Ra'ah, again, clearly holds that this is an Issa Daraisa. Based, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch said that the Chinuch would hold also. Was the, and perhaps, maybe the Rambam holds that way. Just again, the Rambam also lumped it together with all the other Isurim from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, which are clearly Daraisa. If you look in the Rabbeinu Yonah on page 6, Rabbeinu Yonah on page 6 says, Lo sochlu adam, shel lo sochlu kodem shetispalu adimchem, v'zeh asmachta ba'almahu. The Pasha Dikra Alevi Menachai. Oh, see? Harav Levitch Lita. See? You Machavin. The Pasha Dikra is an Avi Menachai Nemar. Shalayochal Abosar Ochadamo Besochal. In other words, you can't eat the meat while it's still alive. That's Avi Menachai. That's the Pshuto Shal Mikra. Everything else, this is only a Dirabanan. So the Rabbeinu Yonah clearly says that Losochlu Adam, the fact that you can't eat before davening, is only a derabbanan. Okay. Yes, Harav. Again? Yeah. Is not a right. You're saying, well, in other words, if everything, the fact is lumped together, is not necessarily right, because maybe only the Pshut Shel Mikra is the right and everything else, right. The only one we saw Beferish that says it's the right is the Ra'ah in Rishonim. Right, he holds it's the right. Okay. Ra'ah holds it's the Raisa, but everyone, and the other Rabbeinu Yonah clearly says it's the Rabbanan. So those two Rishonim say Beferish what they think. So that Rabbeinu Yonah says it's the Rabbanan, and the Ra'ah says it's the Raisa. If you look in the Rush on page 7, then we learned, let's review what we learned before Yontif. We learned that if you start eating beheter, Right? Before you, we learned that there's an issue of eating before doing a mitzvah d'orais, right? That's what, right? Right? But we said that if you started the heter, then you can continue, right? By the rabbanon, even if you started the iser, right? The rice, so you, only if you started the heter, then you, you know, in other words, if you started eating 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so and then zman kriyashma comes, you can continue because you started the heter. But if you started the iser when half an hour before zman kriyashma, then you started, then you have to stop once the zman comes. So what's the story if you say you were eating into the night and then dawn comes, you're up late and you're studying for organic chemistry final, something like that, so you're up very late and then you wanted to eat and you're eating into the morning. So would you say the same thing? You started at night, so you hiskel b'heter. The hiskel b'heter normally the halacha is like before mincha, before Ma'ariv, you hiskel b'heter, you can continue. So can you continue into the morning? So says the Rosh, no. Matzasi kosher b'shem rizal dim hiskel lechol kodem sha'olah amur ha-shachar kevim sha'olah amur ha-shachar posek. You have to stop. Afal gav damrina b'tfilas ha-mincha im hiskelei mafsikin. Ah, we said by mincha if hiskelei mafsikin shani hacha dasmuchu akra. But here, there's a pasuk, so it's more chomer. V'ikel lav de lo sochul adam. In other words, he's saying, even if you hold it to the Rabbanon, he's not saying like the Rohat Staraisa, but something that is asmachu akra, something that we link to a pasuk, is more chomer. Something we link to a pasuk is more chomer. Okay? So therefore, the halacha is that once Alos HaShachar comes, you have to stop, even if you started eating from before. Even if it's a Rabbanon, but Chach, it's a Smechu Akra. The Avi HaEzri, that's the Rav Yoh, Kosov, the Mutal Lishtos Mayim, Babok Lekorim Tfila, the Loshayach B'mayim Gava. Oh. So this is the famous Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh Ezri is the, not to be confused with Atrach's name. This is the Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh says that water is mutter. Because there's no gaiva by water. So in other words, so what do you see the Rav Yoh is doing here? He's saying that Rav Yitzchak's din is halachic, not just sermonic. That's not just homiletics. It's... No. He's the first one who makes a point of Rav Yitzchak. So everyone else was talking about the Lo Sochlo Adam. He's talking about the line after that, the line of Rabbi Isaac, that you shouldn't be a Balgaiva before you Mekadol Ol Malchus Shamayim. So he's Medayik. If the whole Isser is Als Gaiva, so water is not Gaiva. Right? Okay, it's not Gaiva to drink water before davening. It's not Gaiva. So that's the mocker that people permit drinking water before davening. And people sometimes with Apka do it because, like on Shabbos, you're not supposed to fast till Chatzos. Right? So therefore, people have, but a lot of shuls, you don't get out until, especially when we're going to turn the clock, the Chatzos is going to be earlier. So then a lot of times you don't get home, you don't eat till Chatzos, so you're fasting till Chatzos. So there could be some heterium here there, but some people, to avoid the problem, will take a cup of water before davening, and therefore relying on this Rav Yoh, that you're allowed to have water before davening, and that's not a problem, because the whole Isser is din of Gaiva. And Gaiva is, if you have your... chocolate mousse, perhaps, before davening. You know, you have your roast beef, but if you have this water, that's not a gaivadika thing, water.
Why if you're thirsty, you drink the foreign water, showing that you have to quench your thirst before praying to Hashem, so why isn't that gaiva?
Why isn't water? Because water is just... What? Yeah. It's just water. Filtered water. Filtered water. What? We're not up to coffee and tea yet. You're a step ahead of us. We just have water here. So water, yeah, Daron. Because you're saying if it's Doraisa, then there should be no heter of water.
Why not?
Ain't Darshan time at the cross. That's what Doron is saying. Ain't Darshan time at the cross. Right. Right. In other words, if it's a strict indaraisa, it would be hard to vimkalik. Here, Rav Yitzchak is teaching up the reason and therefore regulating based on reason. We don't do that. That's the principle of Indarshim time at the craw. You know, that would be Darish time at the craw. Right? In other words, we're into understanding the reasons of the mitzvahs, but then we can't say the reason of the mitzvah doesn't apply, therefore the mitzvah doesn't apply. That we're not allowed to do. So here, he's saying that we're giving the reason, and then we're. So if it would be a Darais, it would be hard to do. If it would be a Drabbanan, it would be much easier to do it. That's what Daron's point is. Okay. Yeah. Please. Well, wait. You're ahead of us. You're making a good point, but you're ahead of us. Right? So far we just saw the rush, right? We're going to see then we're going to see the raviol, and then you're going to make your comment, okay? Okay. Yaakov?
Yeah, what is that considered guy? Would that be also a reason why when, let's say, one is first being in street square, does not make a bracha, but if one is like melting out by oranges,
that's the bracha, is that third? Yeah, what is only... Right, when you to quench your thirst. Okay, that's a well point, well taken. That the fact that if only you drink water, is only require a bracha. And water, if it's only if you're thirsty, but say you need the water to swallow a pill, so then there's no bracha on the water. Yeah, Josh. No. Well, davening, in other words, because benching, you're benching for the food you just ate. Davening is you're davening for davening. The food is, you're not davening, you know. The benching is benching on that food. Davening is a separate thing, it's nothing to do with the food you ate. Oh, so you're making a good point. Saying that maybe would it be better to daven on a full stomach? This way we can have much more kavana. Oh, okay. He's making a good point. We're going to see about that. Yeah. Oh, okay. Good. Okay, we're going to get back to both your points. They're very well taken. But now let's take a look at the Rav Yar. And Yaakov ben Avigdor pointed out that we should take a look at the Rav Yar. You see, it's always interesting to see this, the original source inside. Because the Rav Yar, the way the Rosh quoted it, and the way you'll see in the Rav Yoh is not a direct quote. And the question is, could, if by seeing the Rav Yoh inside, could that shed greater understanding of what the Rav Yoh really means? Okay? And that's what I think Rav Yaakov and Avigdor was had up his sleeve. So let's see inside. What do we see that the Rush quoted the Rav Yoh? That water is mutter, right? So if you would just read the Rush, right? What would you say? That orange juice is usser, apple juice is usser, milk is usser, coffee, anything, only thing that's mutter is what? Water. That's what we saw in the Rush, quoting the Rav Yoh. But now let's look in the Rav Yoh itself. The usser, l'odom sheyochol, kodim sheyispalo, v'cheinami lishtos. Okay, you can't eat or drink. V'nirali dafka midi the mishaker. Only something that's intoxicating. He's saying, Gaiva is only medium to Mishakir, and therefore water is mutter. Now I give you the stage. I give you the platform. Right. Meaning
water is for sure okay, but maybe the other things also may be okay.
Right. That's the question. In other words, it's a funny contrast because he says wine is usher, water is mutter. Because wine is vidim shakers, but what about everything in between? You see, if you look at just in the Rush, you think he's just giving a heter of water. But if you look in the Rav Yoh itself, he says the Isser is only medium shaker, therefore water is mutter. So why did he say it that way? Why didn't he say... So what is he really coming to say? Is it only a heter of water? Or is it a heter of everything that's not a medium shaker? You hear the question? But obviously, he says they need him shaker for a reason. In other words, which one is the bedafka? Something has to be dafka and something has to be lav dafka. In other words, even need him shaker is dafka and water is lav dafka, even orange juice is mutter? Or.
I think dafka to mean
shaker. Yeah. Right. So you see, that's the pashup shot in the Rav Yoh, that it's not only a heter in water. It's only by me the Mishakir. Alright? Because that's what he says. Only me the Mishakir is considered Gaiva. So why does he just say only water? Is that because that's what the Rogel to have? I mean, what did they have those days for beverages and meals? They had intoxicating things. Or they had water. They didn't have so much Tropicana. Right, they didn't have so much Tropicana, Ruby Red in those days. No. So either you had your... So, right? In other words, the two, I guess, beverages they had were the intoxicating ones and water. Right? So the question is, how do we understand this Rav Yoh b'zman hazeh? Should we say that for us, even things that are not intoxicating are gaiva, and therefore, in other words, medium shakir is because it's a hashiva, so maybe for us, all the other drinks are hashivas too, or should we say no, that medium shakir is a special thing of medium shakir? And in other words, should all the beverages that we have today, should we lump it with the water, or should we lump it with the and be mutter, or should we lump it with the wine and be awesome? Well, that's what they had only. Yeah. Huh? Well, the gaiva. So, how do you define the gaiva? The gaiva is what?
It's an idea that you're not going to
be a, you know, regular state, you're not really constant traveling. That thing that could mean that gravity sets the doctrine of chakras. So the drink there today, they don't do that. The juice or the soda doesn't do that. So, yeah, I don't think it would be water.
You mean saying the gaiva is only willing? That's the real gaiva.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's like a delicacy. It's a. Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, the Pasuk says, I mean, we're assuming that you can't eat anything, so why you could drink anything but wine? Like, where are you getting this whole idea?
From the Gemara. The Gemara says it's been a gaiva.
Right, so, but it could be that water is not gaiva, because it's just water. But anything but water could be gaiva, just like eating anything could be gaiva. I mean, he doesn't say
but,
nice
but
view,
the problem with this, the Rav Yah is that he gives us the two extremes. He says, meaning the shak is asr and water is mutter. And he doesn't tell us anything in between. Maybe because, as I said, maybe then they didn't have the in between. The question is today that we have that whole in between. Fresca, I like some fresca. And, other things like that. So that which size?
In a halami, but he's not. It's not like you can't have a big, nice meal, but if you have a little snack,
I mean, why is any more guy that drinks orange juice than to eat
fresh? What is that?
Okay, we'll get eating, but let's.
What I'm saying, why should you permit anything for water?
Right. So if I was just reading the Rosh, I would say like you. But why does he just? But why does he speak from the vantage point that meeting the Meshach is really what's awesome? Is it because they just had those two things? So therefore he had in other words, all they had in his time was water and meeting the Meshach. So they have only two beverages. So he says, this beverage, look at this beverage, is awesome. But in Akhanami, if they would have had more, he would have said meeting. Or is it a din that, obviously you must admit that meeting the Meshach is considered more chashuv than, you know, like at a fancy occasion, like when you have fancy people meeting, right? They're not going to bring out a Tropicana. They're going to bring out wine, they're not going to, bring out a ruby red grapefruit juice. They're going to bring out fancy wines and. Right. Some of they did. Make payros, the Gemara talks about. So therefore, how do you understand it? And therefore what? Maybe, because of all the things are Mayim, maybe May Peiros is also called Mayim. Mayim is May Peiros. So it was, maybe that's not a din of plain water. Maybe it's my, what else is there? Maybe Meshaker. Maybe Mayim is just a way of saying all beverages that are not Meshaker. And May Peiros is also Mayim. May Peiros, Mayim. But Yayin is different. Shekhar is different. Yaakov?
Why can't you just qualify what you said again? First says everything is awesome. And then you said all the Meshaker. And then just Mayim is what you're qualifying again. Only Mayim.
So why does he say that only me, the Meshaker, is awesome? If only Mayim is mutter, then why is then
it? He says that he goes from every milk to the chakra, so that his Mayim would be mutter.
But then he shouldn't have said only me, the Meshach is also. Even juice and why does he say mine is an example. In other words, the emphasis on the medium is shakir. That's what I think the Pashup Shad is.
The first line says you drink Dara.
So
right before me.
Why?
It says that you can't drink anything.
No, you can't eat or drink. And then he says, what's also of drinking? Drinking is only medium is shakir. Right, they had milk. So Lachara, I think the Pashup Shad is what Herb Slovin is saying, that only things that are intoxicating. So it just comes to show you that you have to look up the sources inside, because if you just look in the Rosh, you'd never get this.
What did it say?
You see, a lot of Gedolim sometimes had you know, didn't have the Rishonim there. They just had the Rishonim as it was quoted in the Magen Avraham or this. And they came to conclusions only based on what they had. But if you would see the actual source, they might not have concluded that way. I would tend to think that what the Rav Yoh is saying is only midi de v'shaker, and it's not a din of mine per se. Maybe the Rush meant also that it's a din of Mayim, meaning Mayim, and maybe Paris is also Mayim. And because if the Rush really wanted to explain, then he would have been more verbose to. But you're right, you get the wrong impression when you read the Rush. Maybe you get the right. Something. Yeah, that was.
I think the Rabbi is possibly saying that there's three categories. There's certain things that are objectively something that gaiva, or something that's exactly objectively gaiva that's off the chart. Things you have kavana that you want to dive better with, it's going to be a problem. Then there are certain things that are in the third category. That automatically is never guided. So even if you want to drink water, you have like a whole spring. If you drink water, you're doing it for guided, it will never be guided up. And the middle category is something is based in the kavanah. If you're doing it for guided reasons, and if you're doing it for not matter, then it's fine. So if he's giving you two extremes, those are objectively, also objectively mother. You can't recover someone else in the middle category.
That's cool. Wow, interesting. Interesting. Not bad. In other words, Rav Atlas wants to say maybe it's three categories that wine is objectively awesome because it's davar shel gaiva. Water is objectively mutter no matter what kavana you have. Mm-hmm. And the middle drinks are depending upon if you just want to have a fruit juice party. You know. But if you're doing it to make you, because you really can't concentrate, then it would be, yeah, okay. Well, Ellie, you wanted to say, Ellie Cole, you wanted to say the same idea?
It's a similar
idea, okay. Oh, so let's learn more, and as we will come to more conclusions. Take a look on page 9. Page 9, Prima Gadim, Rifuayim Agad Avram, Ein Pri Chadish, Fil Yochel Lachar Hatzfila, Shari Kodim. Tulei Zgaiva. If he's doing the Rifua, even if he can do the refua afterwards, that's mutter, because that's not gai. You do something with refua. Now, because of altikre geivecha geivecha, lahatir mayim refua. Kral lo sochel adam, mayid ikra el midraban. Okay. So now we have another thing that refua is also mutter. Because refua is not gaiva. Refua is not gaiva. So again, if the whole mocker is from that pasuk of geivecha geivecha, so therefore it's mutter. Now let's take a look at the pre-chadash inside on page 10. It says the pre-chadash mashkoz mechaber my mutter listos dafke below sukkah. That's only without sugar. Al sukkah ein lecha gaiv gedol mizu. especially if you're in Egypt, you need coffee. But not with sugar. Okay, we'll see. Well, so he says that mayim is mutter, but you can't have sugar. So according to Pichadash, he's obviously not understanding the Rav Yoh that it's only a din of midi to mishake, unless you say it like Atlas. Because all our fruit juices today have sugar, right? Right? Or is that seltzer? So look at the Taurus Chaim. Taurus Chaim is a classic sefer on our Chaim. Yeah, Bert? Right. It's not Gaiva Dicks. Right. Right, so it's not considered like a delicacy. Yeah.
What about somebody? Some people need to have like low blood sugar.
What do they have?
They have like low blood sugar, so they have to have
Well, that's a refuah.
But it's not a refuah because it's just like, you know, you don't like me personally, like, if I don't have sugar in the morning.
Yeah.
So, like, I have like a little bit of a headache, but I could die.
But probably that is good.
What?
Oh, wait 5 minutes and hopefully we'll address that, okay? Just take a look at the Taurus Chaim. Yeah, Gil, what do you want to say? Bert said that. Oh, so wait 1 second. So says the Taurus Chaim, take a look. Kan eino tolei maaseh rak mishoto davar sheyesh bo mishum gaiva. Feel poor to osir. Yain tzaraf mimina machal ka osi, bevada feel poor to osir, zulus mishum refuah. Hem siv dalad afilu mishum sheye yuchal lachavin daito gam hidu sharu lach, okay. So he says that if it's not mishaker, that's mutter. Again, kafe afilu masok. Bert? Kafe afilu masok. What? He's your kind of guy. So basically, he's a Rav Yoh type of guy. Right? The real Isser is only Dover HaMashakeh. So the Taurus Chaim says, if it's not Mashakeh, it's Mutter. Because of Ayim El Rabba, Madari Melech, Lachim Chamudos, because of Gamdum Chaim, because of Rachim Rotsi, Yochel, Rechel, Vishnos, Ludina, Gamdum Dan Osir, Melochil, Shtiyah. Okay. He says even milk is mutter, even if it's sweet is mutter. The key, Rav Osai, I think, is going to be found in the Rambam on page 12. Says the Rambam, Amida Ketzer Eidus Talal Mumida. Okay. You have to stand up when you're davening. And Yosheb Spina Magolam Yochel Amad Yamar Vlav Yeshev Yispala. Cholam Yispala Afil Shochev Al Tzido. Okay. V'hu Shochel Chav. Okay. Chen Hatzomei V'Haroev. Hatzomei V'Haroev. Harei Hein Bechal Cholim. Mishmu Yichol Shochav In Estad Yispala Vlam Al Yispala Al Shayochel V'Yishte. That's the key line. Hatzomei and Haroev are considered Cholim. So if they can be mechavein, called daitom yispalo, then lav al yispalo al sheyochal v'yishta. So the Rambam writes beferish. If you can't have kavana to daven, so then you can eat. You can eat and drink. Ellie, what do you say about that? Obviously everyone is a little bit hungry or a little bit thirsty in the morning, but the Rambam is saying that if you're not going to have kavana, then you're allowed to. It means you're so hungry that you're not going to have kavana. So thirsty, you're not going to have kavana, so you can go ahead and eat and drink before davening.
I think by allowing
you should not.
Yeah.
No, but I was saying the Rambam here permits to eat. It says a person's tomei v'roev, that's considered chola, and in yochol chavin is daito yispala lav al yispala. Right, I'm saying, but what do you see from this Rambam? That you can eat before davening if you need it for kavana. Yeah, okay, for us, you know, we don't have. So, together with the Pashup Shat and the Rav Yoh, that it's only midi the Meshachya. So, say a person is very thirsty, he wants to have some orange juice, so it's the Karma, Iker Adin Smutter. Or you even want to have a piece of cake before davening. But again, it has to be somebody who really can't have kavana. You know, I would say that most people can have. You tell me. Right, only people are not Tzomei V'Raev. So if it's not Tzomei V'Raev, so then it's Gaiva. Then it's Gaiva. But a person is Raev at Tzomei, so then it's not Gaiva. Right? He's considered Mechal Cholim. So it doesn't mean he's a Mamash Achola, but he means something that Mamash can't concentrate. What do you say, Rabbi? So then certainly, again, so together with this Rambam, to put together with the Pashuk Shat and the Rav Yoh, so we'd certainly mat their coffee with sugar and milk. If, again, but you have to be honest that it's, you know, you can't. Because, what? Right. That's a big yisod. That's why I always time that in Shavuos. I mean, last year I was in Oceanside, so I didn't do this, but past years before, I didn't daven in the Vasikin Minyan after staying up the whole night, because I wouldn't have too much kavana. I stayed up till 4:30 and went to sleep till 8:30, and then davened at 8:30. You see, the matter achila, so kavana. So, I mean, again, unless you get your second wind, so you're already. So that's basically the yisod over here. That if you're eating, it's all din of gaiva. So if you're eating to help you have kavana, so then it would be mutter. Then the Beis Yosef is not so sure, should we rely on this Rambam, because we don't have Kavanah so much anyway. Tosafot Rambam, page 13. Some of our eye, him a klal kolim. Yeshua Yichos, Chavin is daito, in lav al yispal, ad sheyokho vishka. Him a shekos of Rabbeinu, Shem a Rambam, ad the chol sheyenu daito, mishavis lav al yispal. And the Zorim Vata b'chol zeh, lefisha ein, anu mechavnu kol kach v'tfilah. In other words, we don't eat because we're not mechavin anyway. But then he says, so therefore you should daven and then eat. But they can rely on this Rambam. So this Rambam is a very big kula that a roi v'tzame is mutter. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 14. 1 second. It says, "As some of the right name of Chol and Yesh before you call us having Taito Yispal of Lav, you wrote all Yispal, I'll show you Chol Yishter." So it's interesting that. You see, take a look. The Gra is going to make a very interesting deal. If you look back in the Rambam on page 12, the Rambam says, "Al yispalo." I mean, it's not like a be frum and don't eat. No, you're not allowed to. Al yispalo. Al yispalo. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch says, if you want. Right, the Shulchan Aruch. Imrotza al yispalo. But the Gaon makes a deal. Look at the Gaon. Harambam lo kosin imrotza el al yispalo. So he says because the Shulchan Aruch is based on what he said in the Beis Yosef that today we don't have kavana anyway so much, so therefore if you want you could. Daven. In other words, it's a cooler to let you daven without eating. That's a cooler. to let you daven without eating. But really, according to the Gra says, Pasuk Tra Daven is Al Yispal. You're not allowed to daven. So certainly, that's what I thought. Certainly, look at the Shavuos thing. You know, the Rambam would for sure say, guy's staying up the whole night. His mamish can't wait to hit the pillow. How much kavanah does he have? Al yispalo. No, it's not so pashut. Okay, so based on the Shulchan Aruch, maybe like you're. But according to the simple pshat, the Rambam, Roy Vitzame Al yispalo. But Davki, you have to eat. Don't have frumkai and say no. What would Rabbina say? You say mitzvah. Yeah.
I mean, this comes up a few times in office. You don't have one of them is none of that. So then X, Y, Z. I mean, every door, you're never going to be
Right. 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 But nonetheless, it's not the same. Oh, so 1 second. But still, take a look, there's an important Be'er Halacha on page 15. Look at the Be'er Halacha, lo lechem. Says the Be'er Halacha, I am Mishabur, Mershakot, the Gamma scheme of the Vimkula, the Naphtamina Bazatam, Hashemi, that's our Phil Achash, Shekibel of Malchus Shammai, the Kriyashma, called Mershalot Paul Philos Yutkes. Okay, nearly the Phil Mishamukh Halacha, or Fuah, called Matsvila, Yikra, called Ponim Kriyashma Kodim. But what's the Isser? The Isser to eat before Shmona Esrei or before Kriyashma? So he said, well, what is it? So he says, if you learn it out from Gevecha, Kibel Olam, it's in Skoya that he's eating before Kobel Malchus Shemayim, it's much that once you say Kriyashma, it's okay, right? From your Yitzchak's din. In other words, now we're having something else from your Yitzchak's din. Maybe once after Kriyashma, it's okay. Whereas if it's based on the Lotus Balokon Shpal Adimchem, then it's a din in Shmon Esrei. So he says that in a situation where you have to eat Chalapachos, you should say Kriyashma. So at least you'll fulfill the idea that you were makabel ol malchus shamayim. So in other words, so now we see there are two things that Rabbi Yitzchak adds. Rabbi Yitzchak is not just harmonics. Rabbi Yitzchak is telling us two halachas, that it's a din of gaiva, number one, and therefore if that gaiva doesn't apply, it's mutter. And number two, maybe it's only a din of kriyashma, it's a din of kabel ol malchus shamayim, it's not a din shmon esrei. If it's a din kriyashma, so then, once you say Kriyashma, you can eat. So that's what the Be'er Halacha says, that if you have to eat refuah or something like that, so at least say Kriyashma. So this way, and according to that, perhaps that day in Gemara, you're allowed to eat. So lachar, that's the. So let's just review what we discussed today. We discussed, yeah. Yeah. In other words, do both. Do the derice of tefillah also. In other words, say, God, you are great. I need some money. Thank you. Right, and then have your yodel. But L'chol Pachas is Yishei Kriyashma. So again, like everyone knows what their situation is. But, yeah. You're more concerned. Right, Kriyashma was only 2 minutes. So. Okay, but for 2 minutes you can have Kavana. I think you can have Kavana for 2 minutes that you'll be able to do. If it'll be a long thing, then. Yeah. Perhaps. Right, so there are halachas that we say that maybe we'll talk about. There's an isra of asiyas srochav karam tefillah. There's another thing, maybe we should have another shir on that. In other words, you're not allowed to say go shopping before davening and, you know, do asiyas srochav karam tefillah. So therefore, so I'm going to say that after brachas, it's more kal. So again, so you want to say the what? That
no, I thought that was the same, but it's right.
Which footnote? Yeah, the what?
Yeah, you're not allowed to. The reason they have this, like, push feet, like, just like double, just like awkward left is because it's on the right side.
Yeah.
Because the reason you're not allowed to dive is if you drink, is because it's not a sister of being and drinking before the feet.
Right. Now, one second. Now, the pre-Chadash, and I think Rabbi Will said this as well, that maybe there's a chumrah from this Rambam also. Because maybe Rambam will ask her even water. Whereas the Rambam is matif for Roy Vitzomi, but if, what if you're not a Roy Vitzomi? Then everything's awesome. So it's not so posher that we say tell people, you know, take a drink of water before davening, you know, so you won't be fasting till chatzos. But if you're not arriving at something, you're just taking it for that. Who says the Rambam would permit that? Okay, but then you still have the Ravior that you can rely on. Yeah. Yeah. He's not matter to have a whole 7-course meal. He's saying take a piece of cake and take some juice, and this way you'll have Yishuv Hadas. Not saying, okay, so bring out a whole dinner. Yeah, the Hasidim always are right. Not always, well, usually. Because yeah. People think that Hasidim, they're always following, they're davening mincha too late, and they're doing the. But if you learn halacha, you'll see that they're not far-fetched. So let's just review. We said that we learned the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Lo Tolchu Adam, which has various explanations. The most poshut shot, like Avram said, is the not to eat the Avram and Achai. Don't eat the animal while the dam is still going through the animal, only after it's dead. But we have other things that we learned from there. losochlu. You can't eat the basar of a korban when the dam is still in the klisharis before you were zorikan on the mizbeach. The bezdin can't eat on the day that they killed somebody. Losochlu adam, and this is called a lav shebaflalos, a lav that includes many yisurim, and you don't get malchus. But then the gemara brachas says another drasha, losochlu adam, losochlu kodem shetispalu al dimchem. That you shouldn't eat before you pray on your blood. And then the Gemara has another pasuk, Osi Hashlacht Acharei Gevecha, that it's a gaiva to eat before you mekabel all malchus shemayim. So first we had a discussion: is this a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? So the Ra'o says it's a din d'oraisa, and that's why, because tefillah is d'oraisa. The Ra'o says it's a din d'oraisa. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says it's only an asmachta. Then we saw the heter of the Rav Yoh, that mayim is mutter, but then we saw the Rav Yoh inside, that he says that neither mishakis also mayim is mutter. Then we had a whole discussion, so what does he mean to say? Only mayim is mutter, but everything else is asr, or only neither mishakir is asr, but everything else is mutter. And we note that to say that only meeting the Meshachir is also, because that's the true gaiva. And then we saw the heter of the Rambam, that Rai Vitzame is mutter. And the Gro points out that the Rambam says, no, it's mutter, you mechuyev to eat beforehand. You mechuyev to eat beforehand. And the Beis Yosef says, the reason why we don't follow this Rambam, that you mechuyev, is we don't have kavan anyway. But definitely, if you want to eat, you can eat. But you're not mechuyev to eat. But the Rambam says you're mechuyev to eat. Again, to eat means within reason. And then the Bir Halacha points in another point, that maybe it's only a din in Kriya Shema. It's not a din in Tefillah. And therefore, once you say Kriya Shema, you can eat as well, because it's Malchus Shemayim. Okay, so Rav Moshe, this is a very important Halacha that we did today. And, the key things, the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Gemara Brachas, the Rav Yoh, the Rambam, the Gra, the Bir Halacha, those are the key makoros that we should have in mind. Okay, everybody. Tomorrow we'll continue Hilchos Shabbos and Zriya. Mincha is what time? 1:10. Mincha Gedola. Okay, so if you want, we can reconvene here at 1:10? Yeah? Okay, 1:10 is pretty good. 1:10. And we'll have a minion here at 1:10.